Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cats News Radio 1140 WRVA and now 96.1 FM. The Dow is now down 780 points. What was it? 5 minutes ago, it was down 1,500 points. Now it's only down 780. Well, it's like a walk in the park. I feel better already. I really do. It's only off by 3%. I feel like I could talk to one of those stockbrokers who could, they could probably make me believe, nah, it's just an adjustment, Jeff. By the way, you should buy more stock today for me. What about tomorrow? Well, you could sell it tomorrow through me. Whatever you want to do, I'm here for you. Got you coming and going. Yesterday in the Super Bowl, of course, the results of the Super Bowl were absolutely disastrous. Well, on a couple of fronts, lowest rated Super Bowl in the last 8 years. Roger Goodell is killing it, the NFL. Make no mistake about that. And all of the political nonsense this year has done terrible, terrible damage. The other part of this is that, generally speaking, across America, I find it hard to believe because I grew up in Philadelphia and I'm a Patriots fan, but a lot of people just did not care about these two teams. But you watch the commercials. The commercials yesterday, I thought, I'm going to say it out loud, I thought they were kind of lacking. I didn't think they were great. There were one or two that stood out, but boy. All right, Dave Saunders is joining us. Dave is the, I don't know if it's a real title, but the Grand Poobah over at Madison and Main. Dave, is that the actual title, Grand Poobah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you own the company, you can call yourself whatever you want, Jeff.
The all-knowing, all-seeing, omniscient Dave Saunders joins us. Also the Chief Idea Officer. That's a good one, though.
Yeah, you like that? I put that on my card.
There you go. All right, so this is what you do day in and day out, obviously bringing, and I love it. In fact, the whole origin of the name of your company, Madison Avenue and Main Street. I mean, it's a brilliant idea, but I don't have to tell you that. So tell me, you watch these spots. What'd you think?
You know, I agree with you, Jeff. I mean, the last couple of years, I just think that they've gotten a little bit more lamer and tamer. The companies today don't want to take the kind of the risk anymore to just go out on a limb and do something really bold. They're in a little bit of a quandary, and I think that's reflective of the kind of stuff we're seeing. You know, a lot of people watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are watching, you know, especially young folks. The statistics were the other day, 29% of millennials, 18 to 30, their favorite part of the game is the commercials.
Right.
And so some of that's been a little bit disappointing. I thought, as you mentioned, a few companies really hit it, the nail right on the head, and a bunch of them laid some eggs.
All right, so let's talk about what I thought was an over-representation of in-house NBC stuff, right? A lot of stuff pushing This Is Us, other NBC programming, the Winter Olympics. What that says to me, as somebody who's been around the block once or twice, is, hey, we had a lot of empty ad space we couldn't sell. We're going to stick our stuff in there.
Yeah, I saw winter is coming.
Yes.
And I couldn't think that the Olympics were reminded that they're 2 weeks away. They're on NBC. That makes perfect sense. The NFL Network also bought a couple of ads last night. One was particularly good. I like that Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. ad. But as you said, there were a lot of promos. If you look back during the history when the quality of advertiser is not there, or when some of those spots are not being filled, and at $5 million for a 30-second spot, some of those folks just didn't step up to the plate to play. And a lot of advertisers that had been historically in the Super Bowl took a pass this year.
Right. No Clydesdales this year.
Absolutely. No Clydesdales.
What gives?
No puppies, no
yeah.
Clydesdales.
Oh, my God.
But we did see them in the Tide ad because every
yes.
ad was a Tide ad. I thought they won the night.
Okay.
I thought that the creative was there. It was great. As a media buying strategy, it was very, very good. Many
mm-hmm.
of those ads were only 15-second ads.
Right.
And I think they really, really cleaned up last night. That was what I considered the best of the night. I think there were 5 ads in all, and I think they were the best ones.
Yeah. I guess I'm happy, but I'm a little shocked, but maybe happy at the same time, that in those Tide ads, they didn't reference the Tide pods, right? Very difficult line to walk there. Well, I mean, because everybody's talking about it, but... You know, there's no happy resolution to it. So maybe that's you're just a little safer off not doing that.
Hey, I think the only way that could have been better is if there was a payoff at the end of those Tide ads about something about Tide Pods and eating them. I think that could have been better. But
yeah.
Other than that, I thought they did a really great job.
All right, Danny DeVito is an M&M. I thought that was a well done spot.
Clever, but
oh,
you know,
not great, huh?
Kind of. Yeah, not really great. Some of the conventions there. Part of the thing is, too, we'd seen this ad for 2 weeks online, you know, so
yeah.
a lot of people had already seen it ahead of time, and it lost some of its impact. A lot of the ads that were embargoed and really saved for the Super Bowl turned out to be some of the best.
Let me ask you about Ram Trucks, though. All right, Ram Trucks had this thing all about service, right? All about service, and they're using Martin Luther King is sort of their narrator. They're catching a lot of heat on that. Was that a good spot or a disaster?
I think it was a good spot in terms of. It's thought, but then when it got to execution,
yeah.
you start seeing the truck and the logo and things going in, and it looks a little bit overly commercial. I think previously, a couple of years ago, some of the manifest kind of spots that Chrysler had done and Fiat Chrysler had done through the years had been pretty good in terms of conveying a few different thoughts and ideas with historical figures.
Yeah.
This one, though, it's the risk that they took, and I think that some of those voices that are panning it right now are a little louder than some of the other voices that are not saying, you know what, there was nothing wrong with that ad.
Okay.
My issue with it is I don't know if it actually ended up selling pickup trucks.
Right.
And that's the ultimate goal
yeah.
of really effective advertising is that you remember what it is and remember what it does, and it somehow differentiated your product.
Absolutely. Which reminds me, Dave Saunders is the chief idea officer over at Madison & Main, which is a wonderful company, like full stop shop, I'm assuming, right? You create the stuff, you place it, you do all the stuff.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you about Amazon, though. I thought when Amazon had Alexa lose her voice, and they had a few celebrities, I didn't think it was earth-shattering, but of the evening, I thought maybe not the winner, but it was either place or show.
Yeah, part of the thing there, too, I think also the problem there is that was created internally in-house. And so they're trying to satisfy Jeff Bezos so he can go to a cocktail party and say, I had Anthony Hopkins in my TV ad. You know, in terms of having that third-party, you know, agency out there that says, hey, you know what, it might not be the best idea to do X, Y, and Z, they didn't have the value of that third-party expertise. I think it was a good ad. I don't think it was a great ad.
And did you notice Jeff Bezos himself was in the ad? Dave, do you think there was anything to that?
Well, you know, the days when the owner of the company appeared in the ad, you know, when Dave Thomas appeared in
right.
these ads and the Colonel appeared in the KFC ads, has kind of come and gone,
oh.
except they're bringing the Colonel back.
Right.
It's a country singer.
Yes. You know, and that's the bizarre thing. When I saw Jeff Bezos in there, all I could think of was everybody who's always wanted to do their own ads. And we've all run into
right.
this situation. And you're sitting there because you're thinking, listen, I want to help you with whatever your product or service is. But and I don't know how to tell you this, but the last thing you want to do is be the star of your own commercial. Really, it's just, you know, it's like the guy who has himself for his attorney, right? I mean, sometimes you got to step aside and let the pros do it.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, but you know, that wasn't the only misstep of the night. There
yeah.
were others.
Yeah.
The Keanu Reeves ad, where he's standing on a motorcycle running through the desert.
Yeah.
We're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for something to happen. And nothing happened. And if you think about it, that's for a company that makes websites. However,
yeah,
There's nothing in it. There's no website. There's no call to action. There's nothing about websites whatsoever.
Yeah.
I thought that was a real dud.
Yeah.
And I've been telling people at the office, I'll give you $5 if you can remember who that ad was for. So far, I'm even.
All right, I'm going with GoDaddy because that's all I remember in terms of – no, I have no
idea.
Well,
if you think – it was Squarespace, and you're right. I think what they did with Squarespace has replaced GoDaddy as the worst advertiser in the Super Bowl. So maybe we'll see them next year.
Hey, let me ask you about the price tag, Dave, because you talked about this earlier. $5 million for – was it a 30-second avail? $5 million for 30 seconds? Just from a business point of view, is that ever worth it?
You know, for a local company, being on local television, local radio, that sort of stuff, that is going to be worth it because you're trying to reach that audience. For a global brand like Tide, that's huge. It's actually very, very, very good payoff because the share of audience, even with this Super Bowl being a little less than last year, I think it actually is probably the it's down, and the NFL has a problem in terms of its overall audience. I think it was lowest audience in 7 or 8 years, if
that's
I'm
right.
not mistaken.
Yep.
But even at that $5 million mark, that's still a relatively good deal for a global brand because of the amount of people that you reach.
Okay.
And you know this working in radio in terms of your audience and how engaged they are. You've got this audience that is there, and they're silent, and they're not on their phones, and they're all gathered around, and for one moment in time, they're looking at that one thing.
Yeah.
And in terms of that collective audience, it's actually a pretty good deal if you break down the numbers.
All right, fair enough. Dave Saunders, I appreciate you being here, buddy. This is Dave Saunders. He is the chief idea officer. Let me rephrase that. Chief idea officer over at Madison & Main. They do some great work. They're good guys. Dave actually has a newsletter on a regular basis that I'm very, very, very happy to read. Always great stuff there. Anyway, thanks again to Dave Saunders from Madison and Maine. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.